Yes. Yes. This subject will do very well indeed. I wonder, where did you find him again, Ferris?
I just found him in some random building.
A random building?
Uh-huh.
Might this building have been his property, perhaps?
Probably.
Well, no matter. He probably had a boring life anyways. He should be very grateful now that he shall be the subject of a very ambitious experiment by Dr. Edward Spite.
I can't believe I left that window open.
Well done, Ferris. Now let's have a look at our unwilling subject, shall we?
Sure, Master.
Ferris, are you sure he's still alive?
He was before I hit him in the head with that frying pan.
Ugh. Where am I?
He's fine. You've hit me with frying pans lots of times, and I turned out to be a completely normal cock-sucking ferret.
What?
Oh, never mind Ferris, my dear canine friend. He's very stupid from how much jizz he's guzzling every day.
I'm a faggot.
Wait, who are you?
I'm so very glad you asked. You see, you've fallen into the lair of Dr. Edward Spite.
Wow, Master. I forgot we had two windows in here.
Is this some sort of joke?
Oh, no, my perfect specimen. This is all very real. In moments, your body will be coursing with strange energy when I ask Ferris to pull that lever over there.
Pull it now?
What?
You want me to pull it now, Master?
No, not now.
I can do it right now.
Ferris, let go of the lever right now.
But I want to pull the lever.
What the heck is going on here? Why am I strapped down?
Believe me, your apprehension is entirely understandable. Being kidnapped and strapped to a table with giant electrodes above your head must be quite shocking.
Shocking.
But you should be far more worried about what happens after Ferris pulls that lever.
Pulling the lever!
Ferris! Oh. Oh, my.
He's a horse. He's a big, studly horse with a really big, hard dick.
And I could use a little ferret cock sleeve right now.
A what? Oh, come on. Your cock is as big as my body.
Not my problem. I'm sure your insides will stretch if I just... Oh, yeah. Just force you on it like a sock. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Master.
Oh.
Oh, fascinating.
Oh.
Oh, I was expecting him to turn into a goat. Oh, well. We'll just have to try again tomorrow, it seems.
Then am I free to go?
Yes. Just leave that limb ferret thing behind, will you? That one's mine.
There you go.
Fine, thank you. Now off with you.
I love you, Master.
Yes, of course you do. Well, Dr. Spidey's busy taking notes right now.
Sorry.
It's all right, my brutally obliterated ferret underling. Still, it won't be much longer till the world finally hears about Dr. Edward Spike. Pharos, didn't I tell you to close all the windows?